Your soul expression or destiny number is 1. You probably like to be in the lead and tend to take control in most everything you do. You are ambitious and courageous, and rely heavily upon your intuition and your ability to do things on your own. Obstacles rarely slow you down because you are bold and direct in how you approach them. Others will see you as inspirational and reliable, so you should be prepared for them to seek you out for advice or help. You need to keep firm boundaries but should always treat others with compassion and thoughtfulness. You also need to allow others their right to self-determination without surrendering your own. This will help others see you as confident and helpful versus arrogant and demanding. Your birthday number is 22, which belongs to a special class of numbers called master numbers. This is a powerful vibration that attracts the kind of circumstances that make you wonder if you can rise to the occasion, but you can. This master number carries the attractions of the stable, steady, results-oriented vibration of 4, 2 plus 2 equals 4, but you'll find that you attract big ideas and opportunities to engage in large-scale projects that are far beyond personal in scope. 22 is also a highly intuitive number, and may draw circumstances that bring out impulsiveness or nervousness in your temperament. It's also easy for you to see the big picture in such a way that you'll begin to adopt an attitude that wants to get results. Following that path is likely to attract overwhelming situations during your cycle of productivity, while looking at the big picture from the angle of compassion or mutual benefit. Since your birthday vibration is 22 and your life path is 2, you are likely to care a great deal about your relationships. At the same time, it's likely that you'll want to get involved in something bigger than yourself and helps the masses. Your life path number is 2. You thrive in group settings and can adapt and work well in almost any setting. You have a great attitude and are open to following instructions or rules of others because you don't see any need to reinvent the wheel where there are good processes already in place. Most of the time, you will find yourself in situations where you're following a solid path, and if you do veer from it, it will be as a member of a partnership or group. You have a peaceful soul and prefer your natural state of harmony over chaos or disorder. You are often seen as a neutral observer or peacemaker, and you are probably the one friends turn to when they need help settling a disagreement. You've probably considered pursuing spiritual studies because of your natural inclination to search for harmony and peace in nature, a divine being, or the universe. In general, you are a natural helper and love to serve others. However, during times of stress, these tendencies may cause you to withdraw when you need to defend yourself. You're a very sensitive being and are impacted more than others by emotional events. You always finish things that you start, and sometimes you even finish things that others have started and left neglected. People skills come to you naturally, and you will find success in almost any industry or field you choose to pursue. Relationships are very important to you because you value togetherness over personal significance or achievement. People gravitate to your ability to share love, peace, and harmony and feel safe when they are in your presence. People may often mistake your kindness as weakness and try to use it against you to get you to bend to their will. Your soul urge, or heart's desire, is the master number 11. This means that you probably have an unusually broad and diverse outlook on life. You are very selective in your personal and professional relationships, and typically only develop close bonds with people who share your philosophical, scientific, or metaphysical interests. You thrive on inspiration and are a true visionary who loves to ponder all the mysteries of the universe. Expressing your insights and visions is extremely important, even if it makes you feel awkward to share them with others. If you repress the expression of your inner gifts, you may suffer from anxiety, tension, and other unhealthy manifestations of stress. It's important that you remember that what people like about you most is your uniqueness, so don't try to follow the crowd. Be yourself. You are extremely idealistic and may even feel that your integrity and truths are the only true law controlling your life and actions. Strong ideals will serve you well, but they need to be grounded in the practical realities of your life as well, so you don't cause turbulence in your health, success, and relationships.